Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time. Here we go with the Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so, you know, pop over there. You know, you never know what might pop up, so going on by. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, you can hit that link and it'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could give that a like while you're over there, we greatly appreciate it. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at
Dan Z Man with three E's.
Oh, all right, Dan. Well, you know, obviously we had a big football weekend for sure with the playoffs and everything getting up and rolling. And, you know, there were some good games, some bad games, and some ugly games. But, you know, that's going to happen. It's the first round, and you're getting good teams against bad teams, or teams that, you know, you got to wonder if they should really be in the playoffs. Did you figure out a way to watch any of it? I mean, did you check the Bears game out on Nickelodeon at least?
I seen enough of the highlights and I was like, yeah, I could not watch it on Nickelodeon. I don't even know if I have Nickelodeon, to be honest, but I wouldn't have watched it on there. I did tune in, because it was a CBS game, so I had to finagle, you know, I had to, you know what I had to do. So to get access through it, and actually I was able to access it through the NFL app on my Roku TV. They need to pay us. So I was able to access it through there. So, I mean, that was pretty cool. To be able to watch it there. So there's that. You know? But I don't know. It was rough to watch. I mean, I don't know. I have so many friends who are diehard Bears fans and, you know, getting so upset. And I'm like, and I just don't understand. Okay, you want to be excited because your team made it. But I just, anyone who believed that the Bears were going to beat the Saints, I wish I lived in your fantasy land, I guess is my point, right?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of where I was with it. You know, I mean, I thought they were pretty lucky to get in the playoffs as it was. You know, they weren't a good team. So it was just kind of like, oh, okay, here we go. And, you know, it showed yesterday, you know, what they were. You know, it was the number two seed against the number eight seed, which is the worst matchup in the playoffs because the number one seed gets a bye. And, you know, like I was getting, you know, the emails from Schomburg Stu complaining about it. Now, all I kept thinking to myself is, what did you expect to happen? You know, and I mean, it was clear from what I saw. And, you know, I didn't watch all of it. I got a little frustrated with it and went away and did some other things. I think I missed about a quarter of the game. But, you know, it was clear that the Saints' defensive line was so much better than the Bears' offensive line that there was just no way the Bears were going to get anything accomplished. And I have to tell you, Dan, the only thing I was rooting for was at the end of the game when the Bears got that touchdown with no time on the clock. I wish they would have let them go for an extra point and the Bears would have went for two, because they were a 10-point underdog. If they would have gotten two, it would have been 21-11. So, that's all. But yeah, I honestly thought the Bears were going to keep the game closer than what it was. But the minute they blew a couple opportunities in the first half, it was just kind of like, yeah, they're not going to compete today. And now, what I do wonder is, do you think the fact that the first, like these teams played in the regular season and the game went into overtime, do you think that fooled Bears fans a little bit, and that's why they got so into it, thinking they had a chance?
I think so. I mean, they beat a couple teams that they shouldn't have beat this year. I don't know. I mean, I think part of the problem though is just guys can't produce. I mean, that semi-trick play that they pulled off, I mean, it was executed almost perfectly. Mitch had a perfect touchdown pass, and it just went through, the receiver's arms. I mean,
That really cost them. So,
yeah, that, and then the fourth, was it fourth and four when they went for it? I'm sorry, but the way that play, the way it played out, they should have, that should have been a first down. I don't know if there was, if it was some kind of option for Mitchell to try to look for somebody, but when he ran that route, he didn't run it, I think, the way it was meant to be ran. He still looked like for it looked like he was trying to trick them into thinking they were going he was going to pass. And I think that like maybe 2, 3 seconds is what cost him from catching that first down. And from there, Big Jack, I was like, yeah, I just, what's the saying? I don't know the saying, but kind of like watching your dog die. I don't, Do you sit there and do that, or do you just go to the waiting room and let it play out?
Yeah, just and again, I mean, I wasn't picking the Bears. I did say Friday while I was on with Stu that I would have taken them to cover the 10, so I would have lost money. But yeah, I didn't think in any way, shape, or form they were gonna win the game. So I'm not surprised they lost. But yeah, just kind of, like, oh, okay, well, no big deal here. Here we go, and let's move on. Let them move on. And I know everybody was, the other thing was everybody was up in arms about, well, they need to fire the coach. And if you're from Chicago and you've rooted for the Bears for a long time, the Bears have only fired one coach any time left on his contract. They're not going to fire Nagy. He's on contract for next year. They're not going to pay him to do nothing. So, we gotta, you gotta get over these things. And I get it. I think he should be gone too, but I don't
What
understand
difference?
right, what gets these people to this point of, well, he's got to go. Okay, well, he goes. Who you bringing in that's going to change things?
Urban Meyer, even though the Bears have
Right.
absolutely 100% no track record, except for John Fox, of going after somebody that did anything. You know what I mean? I mean, it was like, you think of a majority of the coaches are first timers. So at
No,
the
you're
end of the
right.
day, you.
No, go
Go
ahead.
ahead. Oh, I was going to say, at the
No,
end of the
John
day,
Fox
you could.
would be on
You
the You
finished. You
finish
finished
fourth.
and I'll go.
No, you.
All right.
No.
All right. So you fire the coach, right? You fire the coach. But who hired him? He's still in the office. This, they the people who hire the damn coaches, like you said, except for John Fox being the only one who did anything, everyone else is a first-time coach. That's who the Bears go after. Why? Like you said, Big Jack, because they're not going to pay the money. You know, I mean, I'll be honest. You fire Matt Nagy, and then you announce before this season starts or the next season starts that you're hiring someone who worked with Bill Belichick. I'm not even turning on a damn Bears game. You know what I mean? Because that would just get the fans and everyone so hyped up and excited. Ooh, this guy worked with Belichick. We're going to win 12 Super Bowls in a row. Only to have what happened played out. And I'm just making, you know, making kind of poking fun, because this is the type of thing the Bears would do. Is they would just kind of go after a hot, you know, hot name, get everyone excited, and then you end up like the Lions with what's his, you know, is it Shannon or Shirley? No, Shirley was our friend. But you know what happened there. I mean, look at what happened to Detroit. You know, they tried to go after a guy who made his name off of another guy, and it didn't work out, and that's kind of what I feel like the Bears would do. And like I said, though, the Bears have a track record. You know, I mean, I think they got really lucky with Lovey, and he was a solid coach, and the biggest thing was the fact that the players were behind him and they wanted to play for him. But can you produce that again? Can you get a coach like that?
Yeah, no, you know, yeah, and like you were saying, you know, John Fox is the only coach the Bears have ever hired that had had head coaching experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, generally they bring in, you know, assistants or, coordinators or stuff like that. And, you know, basically the reason is you can get those guys cheaper. You know, and to be fair, John Fox was terrible while he was here.
Oh, yeah. So, it was like when the Cubs signed, what's his name? Lou Piniella.
Tyler Chapp. Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. I got to run for 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
So, yeah, and then, you know, the other games, you know, obviously over the weekend, the late game last night was just ended up being a gigantic blowout, which I think surprised everybody. You know, I know the Steelers came back and put some points on the board, but, you know, Cleveland was up 28-0 after the first quarter. They went on to win 48-37. So, yeah, just crushing that it was, you know, the way that turned out. And I think that was the game I missed on the most. I thought Pittsburgh would win after not really trying to beat Cleveland in week 17. I thought they would bounce back and get a win. But, you know, Cleveland played good. You can't argue with, you know, anything they did. So, you know, it was just huge. You know, and obviously if your team gets down 28-0, it's going to be difficult to come back. And, you know, Ben Roethlisberger threw the ball 68 times, which I would guess is probably a playoff record or maybe even an individual game record. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But, you know, I mean, yeah, he was 47 of 68 for 501 yards and 4 touchdowns. So if you had a fantasy league with Ben Roethlisberger in it, you're probably pretty excited. You probably cashed some money there. I, unfortunately, who had Lamar Jackson in my weekend thing, and he had a solid game. You know, the Ravens did win. Obviously, he did more rushing than he did passing. He had 16 carries for 136 yards, scored a touchdown, but he was only 17 for 24 for 179 yards and threw a pick. The Ravens still did win. They won 20-13. So, you know, they move on. I believe they now go to Buffalo, and Cleveland goes to Kansas City, because Buffalo won the first game of the playoffs. They won 27-24, probably the best game of the weekend. was Buffalo and Indianapolis, even though it was the first game. And, you know, the Bills came out looking really good, and I was afraid that was going to be a blowout. And then Indy kind of righted the ship and got things rolling along. And, you know, it looked like, you know, they were going to find a way to pull off the upset. But, no, you know, Buffalo hung on. So, you know, they'll move on to host. You know, and then over in the AFC, as we mentioned, you know, the Saints, you know, just beat the Bears handily. The Buccaneers had a little tougher time with Washington than I think a lot of people thought they would. You know, it ended up being 31-23. You know, Tampa Bay got up early. It was 18-7, I believe. And then Washington came back, and it was, you know, going into the fourth quarter, it was 18-16. So it was, you know, a game there, but Tampa Bay put up 13 in the fourth, and Washington could only counter with a touchdown. But by, you know, by no means did Washington embarrass themselves the way the Seahawks did. You know, and I mean, I don't even want to talk about the Seahawks. I'm so embarrassed to even root for them at this point that I probably won't come next season. Or actually, I shouldn't say I probably won't. I will not. I'm no longer rooting for the Seahawks. I want nothing to do with the team. They went out and got beat by an inferior team with one great defensive player. And, man, did Aaron Donald wreck everything that was going on. You know, Russell Wilson was a complete joke. He was 11 of 27 for 174 yards. Yeah, in a playoff game, he only managed to complete 11 of 27 pass attempts. That's, you know, and he's allegedly one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. So, yeah, I will not talk about the Seahawks. I don't want to hear anything about the Seahawks. They were an embarrassment to professional football, and I don't care what they do from here on out. And that's just the way I feel about it. I can't believe they went out and performed that badly. So they can go away, and I don't care. I'll move on and root for the frickin' Jacksonville Jaguars or something. I don't want anything to do with, you know, with the buffoons that they are, and it's just that simple. So, you know, we'll see how it kind of goes, and hopefully things will, you know, will work out. You know, I mean, I don't want to wish them any ill will. I hope they still perform, but, you know, I'm not going to be their cheerleader or anything like that. So it's just too bad for them. So we'll, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, moving on into some other NFL news, the Eagles, kind of odd, you know, they had, what, you know, obviously was a poor season. And in that last game, you know, their coach, Doug Peterson, he made some interesting decisions, so to speak. You know, I mean, he pulled Jalen Hurts for Nate Sudfeld. I don't know how many people you know much about Nate Sudfeld, but, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. And it looked like everything was okay, you know, but then he had his meeting. Peterson met with the Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie, and today they decided to come out and fire him. So it was kind of a surprise, because it looked like they were going to keep him. So, you know, it just didn't go that way. So now we have 7 head coaching openings now. So we'll have to see how that goes, or who goes where. But the Eagles jump into this a little late in the game. And I don't know. I know there's been some interviews. Obviously, nobody's been hired. But you wonder where they'll try to go, or how they'll try to shape the team or mold the team. And there's been a lot of talk already about guys they should hire, which is natural when these kind of things go on. So it's no surprise or anything like that that we have that. So we'll see where the Eagles decide to go and who they come up with to run their franchise. But I'm just a little more surprised that they decided to make this move. But I mean, we're talking about a coach who had won a Super Bowl, but I believe they finished either 4-11. Was it the last 2 years? I think they were 4-11-1 this year. Or did they actually end up being the same last year? Is that actually possible that they somehow managed to have two ties in the continuing seasons there? I'm gonna have to look that up, because it's definitely would be I guess it would be kind of strange for this day and age that they would do something like that. Let me check out Peterson's record here. Oh yeah, no, they were way off. They were 9-7 last year. So, but it does appear the only playoff appearance they made was the year they won the Super Bowl. So, or no, here we go. He did get in. They had been in the playoffs the last 3 years. They got knocked out immediately last year in their first game. 2018, they won their first game, lost their second, and then of course 2017, they won all their games in the Super Bowl. But then they dropped to 4-11. So it is a little surprising that he wasn't given a chance to see if the team would bounce back for him. But I know there were a lot of players complaining, on social media just about that one move, the change of quarterbacks there in the last game. And all Peterson really did was he gave the NFC East title to the Redskins. If the Eagles had won that last game, it would have been the Giants who had moved into the playoffs. So I don't know, I don't know how much, of an issue it really was. But obviously, if you're a coach and you lose the team, well, then there's a little bit of a problem with it. So we'll have to see. But I do wonder, they always talk about, which is the best coaching opening, and where is the guys looking here and there. And I even though they're probably still going to be bad next season, you do have to wonder if Jacksonville is probably still the best landing spot, at this point, just because, they do have the number one draft pick. They have a second first round pick. So, they look like they probably are the best place to go. I know they had some talks with Urban Meyer, and I just don't know if that's the best place to go or to be, but we'll see how it works out. And you do wonder, San Diego, or sorry, they're the Los Angeles Chargers now. I don't think I'm ever going to get used to calling them that. If you go there, you've got a young quarterback to work with who really showed he could play this year. So, maybe that's a possibility. Atlanta, I don't know about. They have a quality offense. You get Julio Jones healthy, and Matt Ryan is still a viable NFL quarterback, so that team could compete. But that defense was bad, so you have to wonder there. You have the Houston Texans, which, boy, I don't know, and I'm going to wait for Dan to get back, go into that situation a little more, because there's some interesting developments over the weekend, so we'll have to see there. But as of right now, they do have a quarterback, so that's a plus. You've got Detroit, who's really, with the exception of Jim Caldwell having a couple 9-7 seasons, they've been bad. Again, you do have Matthew Stafford if he decides to come back, or if they decide to keep him. So, that would be possible. You got the Jets who, seem to be putting the young players together. Sam Darnold has been solid, not great, but solid. Their pick last year was Mekhi Becton, who looks like he's going to be a really good offensive lineman for a long time. You get the third pick in the draft, but man, you need to upgrade that running game because, your best running back was Frank Gore, who's now 37. So, obviously there are questions here and there, and what you need to know with just about every team out there. But again, that's why you've got a job opening, is because the guy you had in there couldn't manage to get the job done. So, and where does Philadelphia fit in there? You don't seem to have one quarterback, you seem to have two. So, are they above a team like Houston or below? So, if you were ranking the jobs, I would probably have like Jacksonville slightly ahead of San Diego for landing spots. I would probably have the Jets 3, and Philadelphia would probably slide in at 4. And then you could give me the Texans, the Lions, and the Falcons in generally any order you would want to plug them in. So, yeah, and a lot will depend on, how teams draft and where they decide to go. And, obviously, these teams are going to have early picks, in the draft. What is it? It's Jacksonville at 1. Who the hell's who's sitting at 2? Because they said the Jets had the third pick. So who's sitting at 2? No, the Jets have the second pick, right? So, yeah, they have the second pick because Miami has 3 because they own that pick, which used to belong to Houston. So Houston doesn't have a, doesn't end up having an actual, pick at least early. So let me actually look at the draft order here and get myself out of trouble here. So I get the top right, at least there. And obviously it's not completely set yet because with the playoffs have to finish. So what do we got here with these teams? Come on. Oh, I hate when they do that. I just prefer when they give me the list of teams. I don't need to see a picture of, each team's quarterback or anything. Just give me the list of the damn, you know, the damn team, and I'll go with that. That's one of the things that just makes me crazy about that. You know, I'm looking for one that I can use that just tells me, hey, give me the order and let's go. Oh, so yeah, we know Jacksonville's won. Looks like they'll probably take Trevor Lawrence. You do wonder, you know, would the Jets take a quarterback? I think that would be pretty stupid. I mentioned Miami's at 3. They own that pick. Atlanta is 4. Cincinnati's at 5. The Eagles are 6. The Lions are 7. And then it's Carolina, Denver, Dallas, the Giants, the 49ers. The Chargers don't come in till 13th. So that's, you know, they have the lowest pick, with the exception of Houston, who traded theirs away, out of any of the teams that are looking for a head coach right now. I don't think – I want to double-check here, but I don't believe Houston has a first-round pick. Now, the Jets do have another first-round pick. They have the 23rd pick, which they got from Seattle in the Jamal Adams trade. So, you know, they have that going on. Jacksonville's next pick is the Rams pick. So that's going to fall somewhere in these final 7 that haven't worked out. If the Rams do lose to Green Bay this week, that'll be 25. So Jacksonville would pick at 1 and 25. So yeah, Jacksonville and the Jets look in really good spot to rebuild and rebuild quickly, as long as they make good quality picks. And no, Houston doesn't have a first round pick. So we'll have to see how that plays out, and if they, you know, I mean, obviously they would acquire one if they decided to move on from Deshaun Watson, because that, you know, that's possibly one of the issues we may see. There've been this is a thing that I found odd is, you know, they hired a new general manager. They went with Nick, and I'm going to butcher the last name, and I apologize to any of our, I believe he's Italian, any of our Italian listeners that, you know, that might be out there, or anybody who hears this, because it's just, you know, just a little rough for me with some of the last names. And, you know, maybe I should have looked it up first or something like that. But here, I was going to double check it. Here's how wonderful this is. I click on the Houston Texans site, and they give them on the Mickey Mouse Network, they have individual sites for each team. The first three stories are the first three stories are about the national championship game, Ben Roethlisberger and Mitchell Trubisky. And I'm looking for stuff about the Houston Texans on the Houston Texans site. So that makes quite a bit of sense, doesn't it, when you're looking for things like that? So it's just one of those things. But now, you know, Dan, I did want to ask you, did you come back in? Did that bring you back in?
Yes, you did.
There you go. So now, you know, the Houston Texans made a general manager hire over the weekend. And I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, they went with, someone from the Patriots. Nick, I believe it's Casario, but I don't know if that's correct. Anyways, what's really funny is they did the search firm thing like a lot of teams do now, but then they went with somebody else. Now, you know, they got a lot of heat for this, and I just kind of laughed it off because the guy owns the team. He can do whatever the hell he wants with it, right?
Yeah.
So why is it a good deal? I mean, maybe he interviewed the guy from the search firm and didn't like him.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, he's going to get slack for that only because, you know, everyone's mad about 2020 being, you know, stuck home in COVID and whatever. But, you know, if I learned anything about last year is apparently if you don't follow along with the popular answer, you're wrong. You know, rather, regardless of truth or not, you know. So, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. If what you do doesn't fall in line with what's being popular, popularity and shoved down your throat via our wonderful media outlets and, you know, i.e. the big tech companies, so hopefully we don't get shut down because I'm, you know, going to say,
yeah.
You know, if you don't fall in line with the company line, you're going to be censored. So, you know, that's the unfortunate part. You make a decision that's not popular, and immediately you're going to be the bad guy.
Yeah, I just found that the strangest thing was, you know, here I paid, you know, at the time, millions of dollars to buy this franchise, so I can run it how I want to run it. Just because you don't agree with it doesn't matter. But yeah, they were killing this guy. Oh, I can't believe, you know, the search firm suggested this guy and he didn't follow what they said. And, you know, the only big negative out of the entire thing is Deshaun Watson, the Texas quarterback. You know, after they made the hire, his tweet was same old, same old. So he apparently didn't like the hire, and there are some rumors now that he may try to force away a trade out of Houston, which would be good for a team like the Bears if they would be willing to pay the price to get him. So, yeah, that could be the only negative. But, again, you know, Watson's got a pipeline to the owner. Why didn't he step in and talk to him would be my question for him, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one question you'd have. I just didn't understand, you know, because I didn't see the tweet myself because I don't use Twitter as much as I could. I didn't understand what the deal was. You know, why is he upset about it?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing because obviously he didn't explain it. You know, he just posted that and then that was it. So, you know, it was just kind of like, okay, what don't you like about this guy? And the only thing I could think of, Dan, was, you know, the last guy they brought in, you know, they just fired Bill O'Brien. He came out of the Patriots organization, you know, and obviously you would like to hire from the Patriots organization because with the exception of this year, they went to the playoffs 19 out of 20 seasons. So I can understand you wanting to hire those guys, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's definite an understanding. So, I mean,
so,
that,
but yeah.
Is that why he's mad?
You know, that was the only thing that I could come up with. You know, and then I just kind of got to thinking, it's like, what if one guy doesn't succeed? That means you condemn anything and everything, any other person coming out of that organization? You know, that doesn't sound like the best way to interview people, does it? I mean, just because one guy failed doesn't mean you don't interview the other one.
I mean, you still take your interviews, but, you know, if you don't hire them, that's on you. The only thing, you know, with Deshaun Watson, the only thing with that tweet I would say just bothers me, and it's just the fact that it's one of those one of those stupid posts when, you know, you've seen it. You have one, I'm sure, one or two of those people on your Facebook timeline that do this like encrypted thing about how upset they are over blank situation, but they leave out all the details. And then when you and, you know, the 25 other people respond, what's the matter, you know, reach out to me if you need help, that person never tells you the whole story. So then they do it, you know, it's almost like the boy who cried wolf. And then, you know, the fifth time, well, me, it's the second time. But, you know, you move on forward, and it's like, why would I care to listen to you? You know, you said about Deshaun Watson maybe making a move. Obviously, a trade would have to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, you brought up the Bears, and my only question to you is, they had the opportunity to draft them. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if that makes a big difference. And, you know, and I'll throw this out there. You know, one of my friends, you know, of course, you know, with the times, you know, he puts out there, they didn't draft him, well, at that time. The Bears didn't draft him because of his color of his skin. Now, I don't know that the organization is really that way. But then again, when you look at the QB position in Chicago, you know, it is what it is. Although I just think, personally, I don't think it was a race issue. I just think it was the general manager just, what do you call it, when you're tunnel visioned. He's just super tunnel visioned.
Yeah.
And he saw what he saw, and he knew it, you know what I mean? In that situation, that's where I really think it came from. It was just tunnel vision, and, you know, whether you like it or not, it, maybe looking at it wasn't the best pick to begin with. Although it's just funny when you live here in Chicago, because Mitch was the most hated man when he was drafted to being, you know, a Hall of Famer before he even played his first game after the horrible Mike Glennon experiment. You know what I mean? And then when he's taken out this season and then brought back in, and he's the savior again for the Bears, you know, so I don't think you can ever make the Bears fans happy, but I just don't see Deshaun Watson ending up in Chicago.
Yeah, I doubt the Bears would pay the price that it would take to, you know, bring in Deshaun Watson, because it's going to take multiple draft picks and definitely at least one first rounder. And I don't see the Bears giving that up. So it'll be interesting to see like where he ends up. You know, will he stay in Houston? But, you know, you got to remember, and I know, you know, people love to play the race card. It's just what happens now in, you know, today's society. When you go back, coming out of college, there were a lot more questions about not only Deshaun Watson, but Patrick Mahomes than there were Mitchell Trubisky. Now, obviously, if you go back now and you look, it was clear that, you know, Watson and Mahomes, obviously Mahomes, would have been the better choices. But, you know, when you go back to that time, there were tons of questions about them. So that's, you know, that had a lot to do with the pick going the way, you know, the way it did. You know, do we wish the Bears had went someplace else? Yeah, I mean, in reality, it probably would have been better if they traded down and acquired more picks. But, you know, your guy Ryan Pace had his mind set on this guy was the franchise guy, and, you know, while he's improved after being put back in the lineup, he's not a franchise quarterback, so they still don't have that question answered. So, you know, that's just kind of where they are. So we'll have to see, you know, what to do.
Well, and kind of going back to the Texans, aren't they pretty much in the same kind of situation that the Bears are in?
Yeah, they would have the third pick in the draft this year, but they traded it to Miami. Last year, I think it was. So they don't have a first-round pick. So if I was Deshaun Watson, I'd be more upset about the fact that I'm not going to get any immediate help that the third pick in the draft could give you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and how long has this kid been in the system or in the NFL? It's only been, what, 3 years?
Oh no, there he's a fourth year. He's a going into his fifth year because he came out the same year as
Oh,
Mitch.
jeez.
So.
Hey, Big Jack, time flies. We just took a year and a half and melted it together. So,
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was in here the league that long. But even with that, you're taking a young kid who's been in the league, like you said, his fifth season, and he's already had enough. And I'm not saying he
Yeah.
had enough of the NFL or football, but he's already had enough of dealing with what is going on within inside his organization, a team that drafted him. And I think when he probably came in too, number one, a young kid like him getting the money, the contract, the whole nine. Of course, that's going to blur your vision a little bit. But now he's had some time to sit back and, realize who he is, what he's doing. And, is he taking a look back like, man, with the way this ownership is going to run the team, I don't think I'm ever going to have a ring. So
Yeah,
I just wish
you
he would,
know.
put some more out there. But then again, he might get in trouble. So.
Yeah. So, and they made, the one thing that really got it started is before this season even started, they made a really weird trade where they sent DeAndre Hopkins, who's one of the best receivers in the NFL, to Arizona for David Johnson, the running back. And it wasn't a great trade. And they never rebounded. You can't replace a guy like Hopkins, but they never even really found somebody who could help fill that void. And I mean, they have Will Fuller, but he's hurt all the time, and now he's actually suspended for PED. So, that doesn't look like it's going to end up working out there with him. So yeah, it's just he Deshaun Watson needs some help. So they're if they can find him some help and they start to play better, because we didn't hear this last year when they were winning. It just all of a sudden started now that they're losing. So you kind of see the point there?
Yeah, and that's kind of where I was wondering if that's where he's taking it, and that's where I came up with the comparison with the Bears because, I mean they've had potential. I think with the exception of this season, I don't think a lot of us thought that there was a whole lot of potential, even though they made the playoffs with the second worst record to make the playoffs. But just, kind of comparing the two teams, it's almost like what we see with the Bulls, where they're just stuck with the sixth pick and they never get ahead, and then they finally get a great pick, and we've seen how that went. So it's like, the Deshaun Watson just even, foreshadowing and seeing his own career going, I could just end up being the franchise quarterback for this team and, be what, a Dan Marino? Just trying to think of a guy
Yeah.
who's never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that is possible that, and I mean, there's a, I mean, when you look, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a career like Dan Marino's. Just
No.
unfortunately, he never won the Super Bowl. I mean, he went once, but like Philip Rivers is obviously a Hall of Famer, never won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, Cam Newton was a great quarterback until he got hurt, never won a Super Bowl. So, there are guys out there that, are fine quarterbacks or good or even great quarterbacks that just, didn't, and a lot of that isn't their fault because you need the people around you.
Yeah, well, and that's my point is, you need the people around you, and in retrospect, Dan Marino, Philip Rivers, those guys are gonna obviously they have the retrospect to look back and go, oh, if only, I had gotten that ring, or, if we would have did this, that, and whatever. And it's not so much, it's not a knock on Marino at all or anything like that, but it's kind of like Deshaun Watson is almost seeing into the future, so to speak, where he's like, man, if I'm with this team and with this ownership, this is just the thing that's going to continue to play out over and over while I'm with this team. And I think, at his age and his time in his career, getting that ring is the most important thing. I don't, like they say in wrestling, if you're not, if your goal isn't to be the heavyweight champion, then what are you doing here? And I think it's the same for NFLers, especially with the quarterback. Some of the other guys on the team, I would be happy just to play on the championship team. You know how that is for me. But, for the quarterback, that pretty much, that almost, that's like a defining, it's just, it defines a quarterback. It really puts you in a different level when you have that ring. And I think it's hard when you're looking to the future and you're going, there's no chance. I don't have a chance. Even with what we had to work with, I don't have a chance. You can't win a Super Bowl just because it's Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt.
Yeah, and I mean, and again, they've got a new guy in there now. We'll have to see, can he, will he make better decisions? So, but that's always the question you have to ask yourself. So, I definitely think it's worth at least giving the guy a chance. I mean, I don't know why you make a snap judgment just because he's from the same team that, the same team that your former head coach, general manager guy was from. So,
Well, I
but all
mean,
right, well, I,
maybe he's a
yeah.
baseball fan. He's, was like, why does Theo keep hiring Red Sox? No.
Yeah. So I do have to ask you, we have the college football national championship tonight. The mighty Alabama Crimson Tide takes on the Ohio State University Buckeyes today or tonight. Obviously it's a big deal on the Mickey Mouse Network because they cover it. So it's been pretty much all they've talked about all day. I mean, any program you turn on, they're talking about it. I think even the NFL Live and the NBA show, they have even talked about it. So that was kind of humorous. So I can tell you, Dan, I won't watch a minute of this because I don't care. Will you turn it on, check in, watch any of it?
No. ESPN couldn't even give me their app, ESPN Plus, free for a year. I'm not going to knock college sports. It's just not my thing. I've got a lot of friends. I've got my one friend who's went to Ohio State. He's close in my age, and he doesn't post pretty much anything on Facebook. So I know it's a big game because he's been posting on Facebook,
So, yeah, no, I mean, I get that there are people, out there that love college football. And I don't have a problem with that. And when I was younger, I really used to enjoy it.
As a kid,
It's
me too.
just the, yeah, as I would like to call kind of the bastardization of the sport that really I just don't enjoy it anymore. So,
Yeah, and one of the things that I always had clients that would tell me, one of the reasons they loved watching college over the NFL was due to the fact that, the college players had to fight for everything they get. Whereas in the NFL, these guys are, they got their money, so to speak. Even though I'm like, even though when I learned a little bit more about it, I'm like, you're not totally right in there, because the NFLers do have to fight for what they get, because a lot of their contracts aren't guaranteed. Just ask Mike Lennon that one. He only got, what, $14 million of his $40 million contract that he was supposed to get. So, there's that aspect of it too. But then what I've learned about the NCAA, you know, are they really fighting? Because they're out, because they're getting theirs one way or another. It
Yeah,
may not
you know,
be a
and I
direct
think the
cash
thing that,
payment.
yeah, the thing that turned me off was kind of what you brought up. When I, you know, when I was younger, I believed the whole student athlete thing. You know, I bought into all that, and you know, I didn't realize till I was older that, you know, these guys don't go to class, and you know, in some cases, Derrick Rose have people take the SATs for them so they can get into college. You know, it was just, you know, I was young and I was naive, and I thought, oh, it's great that this kid is doing this. You know, and I mean, like you know, and I hate to say it, you listen to some of them give interviews, and a lot of times I don't even know what the hell they're saying. And it's like, wait, you went to college and you couldn't master the English language? You know, and I mean, I don't care what color you are. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, learn how to give a proper interview. You know, and I really think that's something, you know, these leagues should be teaching them when they do their rookie initiation. So, but yeah, that's where, you know, I really lost it when I found out that, you know, this was all, you know, it was just all fake. So.
Yeah, well, and you know, we've had the discussion a million times, but it's like at this point, what do we care if they get paid or they don't get paid? What do we care if they go to
Yeah.
class or don't get paid? You know, why not just call it what it really is? It's a school that makes money off of football.
Right.
Henceforth, just put your players on the field. Let them go to college parties. I don't know,
Oh,
but
well,
then,
here
you
you go,
know,
Dan. Well, hang
but
on,
then
before
Aunt
we get out
Lori.
of here, I want to we get this thrown in here. You know, we had our fantasy hockey draft over the weekend, and it just came out today, Dan. You know, I was talking to you during the draft. And you asked me about Corey Crawford, and I told you he took a leave of absence for personal reasons. Well, today he announced his retirement. So,
Kind of
you know,
sucks.
I know somebody ended up with him in our league. Obviously, that'll be a cut somewhere down the road there as soon as the guy notices it. But yeah, I was kind of like, oh, that's interesting. So hopefully, whatever his personal reasons were, weren't what forced him to retire.
Yeah, well, I mean, just remember that fall from that concert is never really the
Yeah.
same.
No, he never really came back from that, and that was just the oddest thing that, you know, that kind of started the downfall of his career. Well, you know, I mean, we are talking about a guy who's got his name on the Stanley Cup twice. He is 36, so it's not like he, you know, it's some, you know, 18-year-old retiring. I was just kind of shocked when I saw it that, you know, because we just did the draft, and obviously we talked about him, you know, during the draft, because I think you still thought he was a Blackhawk, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So, because yeah, I know, you know, he had a 2-year deal with the New Jersey Devils, and you know, just decided to walk away. So, and, you know, who knows? Maybe things will turn around and he'll come. But that, you know, I just wanted to get that out there before we left. So, the music means Dan and I are leaving. I'll be back tomorrow at 12:30 if you can swing by and see me. Along with all the other deals. Hoosierradio.com, get everything to check out what's going on. The link there will take you to the Facebook page. You know what I'm going over there. Go ahead and get that invite. I'm going to put a few down as well, which is at Sports Time Radio. Get some of those on Twitter if you want to hang with Donald or with that. But hey, if you stop by and listen to our business, thank you for doing that. But if you're just followed, you come on over to CNN.com and put you to us anytime you want.
SportsTimeRadio.com.